Many people who lose their homes in wildfires or in hurricanes did not know they were in harm's way. You can understand how this might happen. You know that the house is near the woods or near the coast, but you don't quite realize the risk, don't quite realize the extent of the danger. One major real estate site is now showing a home's flood risk along with photos of the kitchen and living room so that people will know. This is one way that climate change has become a more direct part of home buying, a long-term decision that a lot of people make. Our reporting from NPR's climate team starts with NPR's Rebecca Hersher.
It's obvious to a lot of Americans that climate change means more flooding.
More than 1,000 homes and businesses are flooded in the Jackson, Mississippi.
Southern Louisiana, more than 60,000 homes.
Northwest of Omaha is still dealing with the mess.
More than 400 homeowners.
But even though government flood maps have been around since the 70s, there was no mention of flooding on real estate websites until today. Leslie Jordan is a vice president of the website Realtor.com, which lists more than 110 million homes.
Flooding is the most common and costly natural disaster in the U.S.
So Realtor.com has added flood information to every listing. Jordan says that's thanks in part to a new privately funded flood information project called Flood Factor. Matt Eby is one of the co-founders of Flood Factor, which rates houses on a scale from 1 to 10.
So if it's very likely in a very deep flood, you'll get a flood factor of 10 for that property. If it's very unlikely, then it'll be a flood factor of 1.
The ratings take into account climate change, particularly sea level rise and more extreme rain. Eby says that kind of info has actually been out there for years. It's just that regular people haven't had access to it.
A democratization of this information is the way that we like to think about it, because there are people who already have this information and they're already acting on it.
People like mortgage and insurance companies and large real estate developers, some of which have fought against public flood disclosure laws.
So are other real estate sites also going to add this flood information? Can you say?
We are hopeful and happy to engage in those conversations with folks.
And that less than specific answer made my colleague on NPR's climate team, Lauren Summer, wonder what is going on with the other real estate websites. So she called them.
First up, I asked Zillow if they're thinking about publishing flood risk.
There are a number of challenges with that, and it's something that I think sooner or later would be a great feature to include.
Jeff Tucker is an economist at Zillow who has studied how the homes they help sell are at risk from climate change.
Hundreds of billions of dollars. Yeah, just tremendous amount of real estate at risk, primarily from coastal flooding, for instance.
Tucker says the company has had internal discussions about including flood risk, but they expect pushback from some users.
The current homeowners may be very unhappy to have that kind of information surfaced if they're interested in selling their home.
I heard the same thing from Taylor Marr, lead economist at Redfin.
Could this actually reduce the value of this existing homeowner and essentially take away a lot of their net worth?
Marr says on the buyer side, Redfin surveys show that 3/4 of them want to know about natural disasters before making an offer. But he says that info can't crowd out other info on the website.
If we made the whole front page just about flood risk, they might not be as easily able to navigate how long the commute is, for example.
Marr says they're looking at testing including flood risk, but there are no firm plans yet. Zillow and the other site it owns, Trulia, also have no plans to publish flood risk or info about any other climate-related disasters. Lauren Summer, NPR News.